Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle, nice enough to come in on what I'm sure is another very busy day for you and an interesting week, Madam President.
Yes, you could say that.
Yes, I couldn't.
Good morning to you.
Nice to see you. So the tax gets repealed. The money's got to come from somewhere. I think you've been very honest about this, that now some painful cuts are quite possible.
Yes, it was my obligation as executive to submit a balanced budget. I did that last week. And the commissioners, this is their right, decided that they would repeal the sweetened beverage tax. And as a result, we have a $200 million hole in our budget. And the executive proposes, the legislature disposes. So I will be working with our commissioners and our separately elected officials to ensure that we have a balanced budget as quickly as we possibly can.
Take us through the process at least a little bit. Is it on the commissioners individually or in groups to come up with ways to make that $200 million come back to a point where you can balance the budget? Because that's the law.
Right. You have to have a balanced budget. And there are three options. $200 million in cuts, some mixture of cuts in revenue, or revenue. And we'll be working with the commissioners and our separately elected officials over the next several weeks to ensure that we pass a balanced budget.
Are there ideas on the table that would encourage you that at this point, not that necessarily makes up the entire number, but off the top of your head, can you think of things that, well, we got a chunk here, we got a chunk there?
No, actually, we submitted a balanced budget with revenue. There are other revenue sources that were considered last November for which there were not 9 votes. So we'll see. You know, there were other ideas that were put forward.
Sure.
But if there's 17 commissioners, you have to have 9 votes, right?
Right.
Okay, so there were not 9 votes for other sources of revenue. We'll see whether or not there are 9 votes for revenue streams that are proposed by the commissioners going
forward. Right, because post-tax repeal, common sense would say and dictate that maybe they've changed their mind, some of the no votes.
Yes, that might be possible. Yes.
President, you had a great phrase this week, too, tax fatigue. Is that everybody is just tired of increased taxes and whatnot. So is there a way to balance the budget without raising taxes and without cutting jobs? I know that's like the $64 million question, but can we find...
The short answer is no.
Okay.
The short answer is no. I think about 87% of our costs are personnel. So yeah. when almost 90% of your costs are personnel, there is if you're not going to have revenue, there is no way. And frankly, what it means is that programs and services are cut. Because what those folks do, of course, is deliver programs and services.
And it was earlier this year, actually, you said you ordered all the departments to cut by, what, it was 10%, I think. Did they follow through on that? Or is there more cutting that can be done?
Well,
as far as not
jobs. When the temporary restraining order was issued on the sweetened beverage tax, we didn't anticipate having the revenue, and we told people between now and the end of year, you have to cut what's left of your budget by 10%. When the TRO was lifted, we still had 5% cuts to make, and we did that. We're going to have a balanced budget at the end of this fiscal year, which ends November 30th. The question is, what happens going forward into the 2018 budget? That's the real struggle now.
Did the tax have a chance at all, or did you feel... I mean, you've done this for a long time. You certainly know when something has a possibility to pass or not. Once the initial rollout happened and you started to get a sense of public reaction, was that an indicator? Because I felt like, you were kind of in the middle on this yourself. You go, we need the revenue, but I'm not sure this is the right way to go, or am I putting words in your mouth?
No. Frankly, we talked to commissioners about other revenue, and there weren't 9 votes for it. Other revenue, frankly, that I voted for as a member of the city council. So, but we picked a source of revenue that had an added benefit of having public health benefits. And let me just say, at the time that we were considering various sources of revenue, the World Health Organization put out a report that encouraged nations and local units of government to tax sweetened beverages because of the impacts on public health, obesity, diabetes, heart disease, tooth decay. And that was reinforcement, I think, as we looked at possible sources of revenue, that this was a source of revenue that had the added benefit of considerable public health benefit.
Are people going to blame you for this?
You know, I've been in politics a long time, almost 30 years. I've tried in that period to do the best I could to be a good steward, whether it was as alderman of the 4th Ward or as county executive for the county of Cook. And, you know, you always have to make tough decisions. This was a tough decision that I made, and the Board of Commissioners, in their wisdom, decided that they wanted to go in a different direction. When I gave my budget address a week ago, I said exactly that. We got two choices. We can proceed with revenue, or we can proceed without revenue, and that means that we have considerable cuts in programs and services. So we'll see where the Board of Commissioners, what direction they want to go.
Were you proud? I mean, you have to have been proud of your board at one point during all this, working across party lines, whether it be for it or against the tax, but kind of working together to say, all right, you know what? Look, let's put together the best possible solution for the residents of Cook County. And they did, even though it was an overwhelming vote, they did work together on this.
Well, we're clearly going to have to work together going forward. This is going to be a collaboration between our office, between the commissioners, and the separately elected officials. You know, in addition to me, there are 11 separately elected officials in Cook County. The government is pretty fragmented. And offices under the president, the ones over which I have direct control, are only 8% of the budget.
The thing that confuses me about the time we live in is compromise can exist. Compromise can certainly, and bipartisan efforts can exist. But in a case like this, was this a reaction to public outrage that created the bipartisan effort that hopefully goes forward? Or was this just something done in the moment? Was it transactional?
Well, I mean, when we passed the budget last November, as I said, we considered a variety of sources of revenue. And the source of revenue for which we could get the votes to pass it was sweetened beverage. And let me just say that the bitter irony of this is the ninth vote for sweetened beverage was Commissioner Robert Steele, who you may know struggled his whole life with diabetes. Right. Mm-hmm. It was in the hospital struggling with some of the complications of his diabetes when we took the vote. Sad but true.
Is there because I know what Mayor Bloomberg dealt with to some extent in New York in regards to his push for the sugary beverages and things. Is any of this, or is the majority of this, a pushback from people going, look, you have a right to tax me, but don't tell me how to live my life?
You know, I think government has historically taxed cigarettes, alcohol, and I don't see any difference between that and sweetened beverages. I mean, and if you think about it, the taxes on cigarettes have had a wonderful health benefit.
Yeah.
Even people who smoke would never argue that it's good for you, I don't think. And in the 1960s, when the research began to show that smoking contributed to cancer and emphysema and, pulmonary problems, the national government and all of our local governments started taxing cigarettes. We taxed cigarettes, we restricted the places you could smoke, and we ran a public education campaign against smoking. And in the 1960s, 42% of adults smoked, and now 15% smoked.
Oh, yeah, there's no question it worked.
And I think that's a public health victory.
I totally agree.
A public health victory. And it's mostly because younger people didn't start smoking because it got so expensive. They didn't have a lifetime of cigarette smoking to do such terrible damage to their health.
All right, speaking of health, you've been a champion. You've had different news conferences on this as well. Does Cook County have a contingency plan or going forward if Obamacare is either repealed or replaced?
Well, fortunately for us, in Washington, they've been unable to outright abolish the Affordable Care Act. But the critical component for it from the perspective of Cook County government is Medicaid expansion. And that, of course, is the program that provides federally supported health care for people 19 to 64, as those of us 65 and over get federally supported health care through Medicare. And Medicaid is in the mix in this preparation of the new budget. And we're concerned that although they didn't outright abolish the Affordable Care Act on a straight up and down vote, that there will be efforts to limit Medicaid in this budget process in a way that hampers our ability to deliver quality care. For example, if they decide that Medicaid recipients should have a lifetime cap on benefits. So if you're a cancer patient and you're on Medicaid, that's a terrible problem. We all know cancer treatment is very expensive. So what happens when you get to the limit of your Medicaid coverage for your cancer treatment? Or if they decide that they're going to block grant Medicaid dollars and just give them to the states and let the states decide what to do with them. Well, very few counties in the state run a public health system in the way that Cook County does. And so that potentially has a very negative impact on us as well. So at the moment, the fight is about what happens in the budget process. given the fact that the Republicans failed in their efforts on a straight up and down vote to repeal the Affordable Care Act.
There is a couple of texters who have come through this morning, which they bring up an interesting point, and frankly, I don't know what is done to handle this, because considering the lack of money in the system, I'm not quite sure you can help, but it seems to be a legitimate question. Is there any relief for small businesses that spend quite a bit of money updating their point-of-sale systems to collect the tax and now have to spend money to reverse it to go back to what they were doing before?
No, I mean, in good faith, we enacted this this legislation and expected compliance in the same way that governments at all levels occasionally raise their sales tax, and then our local businesses have to update their software. So as they updated it, they will be obliged to
It's another unfortunate hit. Now,
it's unfortunate.
Before we run out of time here, let's take it back to where we started in the beginning, and that is the employment cost, the head cost that everybody has, and the amount of money that you have to spend in Cook County on the people that are employed by Cook County. There has been at different times serious audits that have gone on for personnel and audits for overtime and overtime being spent, management of overtime, things of that nature. There seems to be a focus on overtime in the city and the state and the county as well. Is there, has anybody run the math on that to see if there's significant savings there?
Well, the first thing I think our listeners should remember is that in the 7 years that I've held this job, we've reduced our workforce by 10%. You know, I don't think that's true at the state level or at the city level. We've tried very hard to be responsible stewards. We've also cut about $657 million in expenses in the last 7 years. And government, just like corporations, face challenges in terms of efficiency. But efficiency and streamlining government has been one of our primary concerns. There are some challenges with overtime in some parts of the county, and principally the sheriff's office and to a lesser extent in our public health system. But we are working with both our public health system and the sheriff to try to reduce those overtime overruns. Let me just say, you know, and I think one of the things that that I'm obliged to do more is to explain to people what exactly what county does. So half of our money, almost half our money goes to public health, 46%. So that's a health and hospital system, and County Care, which is the Medicaid expansion program that provides coverage for 140,000 Cook County residents who either didn't have it before, didn't have health insurance before, or had it only sporadically. And to speak to the Affordable Care Act, to come back to your point, Andrew, the Affordable Care Act brought health care to 480,000 people in Cook County. Almost 500,000 people got health care coverage through the Affordable Care Act. So it's been a godsend to many of our residents. 41% of our budget is public safety, and that's our courts and our jails, 41%. So about 87%, 90% of our budget is in those two buckets. And I think, you know, people understand really well what their city does. You know, it's police and fire and garbage collection.
Yep.
But at the county level, you know, I think I need to do a better job in getting the information out to people to let them know exactly what they do. Because it's sort of, oh, when you tell them, well, you know, this is what the county does, basically these two things. And you know, if we're going to have a safe and just society, I think first of all we want all of our residents to have access to good health care. That's in all of our interests. Dr. Raju, who headed our health care system some time ago, used to say, you know, you may have insurance coverage, but you want the people you ride the bus or the train with in the morning, the people who serve you in the restaurants, you know, the people you work with in your office, to have good health care coverage too, because that makes you safer and healthier. And likewise, we want a well-functioning and just criminal justice system. So the two basic things that the county does are an important part of the fabric of our social safety net.
Optimistic, pessimistic, somewhere in between.
You know, I think we have some real challenges ahead of us. We've managed in the last 7 years to produce balanced budgets. We'll do it again this time.
Well, the fact that it's the law doesn't hurt, right? Because you're being forced to actually get it done.
And we won't wait 2 years in Cook County. It'll be done.
We're not going to have a situation where right. We go 736 days without a budget. No.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming in and appreciate the access, because these questions need to be asked and answered, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me. I appreciate it.